Welcome to Heart Centered by Rizzo Holistic. My name is Joanna Rizzo, and I work as a holistic health coach, healer, and yoga teacher. And I'm the founder of Rizzo Holistic, a company that offers services corporately and privately, both online and on-site from Stockholm, Sweden. This is a self-development podcast to help you heal, evolve, and expand your physical, mental, emotional, and spiritual abilities. I'm convinced that we're all capable of creating the life that we want to live and that it all starts from within ourselves. If you're looking to explore what more there is to yourself and this life, improve your physical, mental, emotional, and spiritual health, and find the unlimited power that is within you, you have come to the right place. My goal with this podcast is to give you the tools, inspiration, and guidance to help you help yourself to navigate your heart-centered, unique spiritual path that we all call life. So thank you for sharing a little part of your journey here with me. Without further ado, let's flow into today's episode. Warm welcome to the second episode of Heart Centered by Rizzo Holistic. First of all, I just want to thank everyone who reached out after my first episode dropped with your own stories with me, or like my story being relatable to yours. Yeah, I'm just blown away and overwhelmed with the love and the support that is around, and that we can love and support each other in so many different ways. And that's exactly why I recorded that podcast episode, because I just want to show everyone that it's possible to create something better from the inside, from whatever circumstances you come from. And I just love how that message seemed to have reached a lot of you out there. And that's why I want to record this episode about fears, because releasing that episode, that last episode, was very, very scary for me. First of all, to talk about these things out loud, and secondly, to publish it, and yeah, just making sure that everyone can hear me. And that was scary. That was so scary. My inner world was in chaos for a couple of hours there. And I was able to do it anyway. I talk about this a lot, to be scared, but doing the scary thing or the uncomfortable thing anyway. And that is because I'm able to create safety in myself, no matter the fears. And I really want to talk about that today, since it's so fresh from last week's episode. Because for me, having fears is, it's just having feelings. Having fears is a part of being human. Feeling fears is a part of being human. Fears are not who I am. It's what I experience, once again. And sometimes those fears can seem so small. Like someone else would maybe not ever be as scared or feel as scared as I did last week dropping the episode that I did. But for me, that hit something around my fears. And our fears are just created to keep us safe based on what our past experiences say about safety. So this can be the smallest thing. This is why fears are so individual and complex, because fears can be stickers on an apple. It can be dirt underneath your fingernails. It can be heights. It can be everything. And there are no right or wrong fears. that's the most important thing, that there's nothing wrong or right with your fears. Some fears are more biological, meaning like heights or some type of animals, because we have been taught that those animals or heights can actually kill us. And then it can be these quote unquote irrational fears that are actually not deadly, but feels deadly. And those are the ones that I really want to talk about here today, because fears that we know logically will not kill us, but that our nervous system tells us are deadly, are so complex in a way, because we need to start looking at where they come from. Or we don't need to do it, but it actually helps to take care of this inner child that is scared, this ego that is created to keep this inner child safe, less scared. And it all comes down to our past experiences and our nervous system. And this is actually like throughout the healing journey overall, it all comes back to your past experiences and your capability of handling or calming down your nervous system. So when it comes to fears around, for me, like last week, fears around being seen and being heard, it comes down to all the times that I've heard that I am too much, that I should lower my voice. And therefore, my ego is telling my inner child and myself that, wait, if we are too loud or if we take up too much space, we will get yelled at, we will get shushed, we will get whatever it might be. And once again, the outcome is not deadly, but the experience from my childhood of being shamed, those are equal to my nervous system of almost dying. So being shamed and being yelled at or someone telling me that it's wrong is equal to that being so goddamn scary that there's a part of me that really don't want to do it, that feels so uncomfortable with doing this. And now for me, I've been working with this typical wound for a while, so it's a lot better than it was before, but it still pops up when I push to, so it still arises when I push to the next limit of this wound. So I'm just like trying new things and really, yeah, facing my fears probably each and every day by now. But once again, that's because I can at this point. Before, I could never, ever do this because it's been something that I've been working with for a long time. Anyway, so I saw this ad on the subway the other day that says it's easy to be brave or it's easy to be courageous when you feel safe. And that's exactly what it is. When you feel safe, it's safe to feel fears. And it's safe to do the uncomfortable thing anyway. So how do we create safety in our bodies? So this comes down to our nervous system. First of all, we have, of course, the quote unquote physical safety, having a roof over your head and food in your fridge and money in your bank account. That gives a certain safety, more or less depending on what your needs are and based on scarcity mindset and limiting beliefs. I'm going to talk about that in other episodes, of course, so I'm not going to get into that today because we have parts of us that feel like we never have enough. if we come from a scarcity mindset. So anyway, and then we have the mental safety. So being able to regulate our nervous system based on our thoughts. And that is being able to have conversations actually with parts of yourself that are scared, and to be able to calm your nervous system down when that happens. And that's the same for the emotional, to create emotional safety for yourself with the help of your nervous system. So it's okay to feel emotions, and it's okay to allow emotions to flow through you, but you can calm down your nervous system knowing that you are not these thoughts or these emotions. And we can also create safety by visualizations, and of course, when it comes to nervous system regulation, breathing, meditations, mindfulness. Yeah, there's so many ways in which we can regulate our nervous system. So it's all about finding your unique way of regulating your nervous system, maybe different ways in different situations. And there's also a spiritual safety, which I have been working on a lot, which is helping me so much at this point where I'm really pushing my fears and pushing my limits, which is just the knowing that you are held, the knowing that you're protected, the knowing that everything is working out in my favor. Just knowing all of that, and yeah, it's something that I still work with since it's a trust issue. But at this point in my life, I know those things are true, which means that I can calm my nervous system down and calm myself down even further in situations where my nervous system feels like I'm going to die, when I'm not. So I hope this makes sense, that you can create safety in different levels and more safety for yourself. Because when you create this inner safety, this knowing that, yes, this is a fear. This is a fear based on this and this and this, based on my past. And this fear is nothing that I want to comply to anymore. That's when you start creating change. When you realize that this fear does not have to control your life anymore. And when you step out of your comfort zone and you do that uncomfortable thing, taking care of your nervous system at the same time, you will not have that exact fear again. By facing those fears and calming yourself down throughout those fears, you are creating new memories and new neural pathways that it's safe to do these things and that it will not kill you. Because that's basically what your mind needs, that the reassurance. So the reassurance that your mind needs is that I can do this and I'm not going to die. So by facing your fears and doing the scary thing or uncomfortable thing anyway, you will not be a slave to that fear ever again. Yes, there will be new levels of that fear, as I said. It's not that all levels of this fear magically disappears, but that exact fear will be easier to do and to face when you've done it once. So look at children, like they, and also like they try and try again, but they're trying something that feels a little scary, and then once they like run down that hill or whatever, they want to do it again and again and again, because it kind of gives you like a dopamine kick. So it's this beautiful way of removing limitations on yourself. So when it comes to my fear of being seen or being heard, this started 5 years ago when I didn't allow anyone to see me. I had all of these, as I said in the last episode, fake eyelashes and a lot of makeup, and just to protect myself because it was so scary to be judged for who I was and how I looked. To this point today where I share my story publicly, I show up without makeup everywhere, from social media to events. I have faced this fear on so many levels and I will probably keep on facing this fear for the rest of my life in different levels, because I face new parts of myself that deserves to be loved and that deserves to be heard and that deserves to be seen. And as I'm experiencing and exploring those parts, they will have to be shown to the world at one point. So it's all in layers, and it does not happen overnight, but we can start with these small things. So if you have a fear of talking to strangers, maybe you can just start by saying hi to the bus driver that will not even talk back, or maybe just say hi back. Just to try these small things until you can have huge conversations with strangers you meet at the subway, if that's what you want. So facing your fears and overcoming your fears is a beautiful journey of reparenting yourself in a way. You are creating new memories and new neural pathways to create a new base for yourself. A base in which you have chosen to live by, and not limitations based on your past and based on your upbringing and things that have been passed down through generations, or simply fears that have been created from such a small situation and just grown over the years. So this is all about loving new parts of yourself, loving the fears, and loving parts of yourself that feel fear. Because there's a huge difference between I am scared and I feel fear. And just knowing that you are feeling fear helps your nervous system, helps yourself to just zoom out from that fear, starting to be logical with that fear, knowing that, okay, this probably cannot kill me. It feels scary, but it can't kill me. So what happens if I calm myself down as I'm doing this thing to help my nervous system cope with this experience so that I don't have to be a slave to my past or for my past? Because you deserve to create your own life, a life with less limitations or no limitations at all. Because I believe in our core that we are limitless beings. And the only limits that we have are the ones that we put on ourselves, and the limits that we also accept that we have, that this is just who I am, or that's just how life is. I'm not buying into that anymore. And if you are, there's nothing wrong with that. But I really want to challenge you in that limiting belief that you are limitless and you can just allow your limits to crumble to the ground if you are determined enough, if you are brave enough, but most importantly, if you can regulate your nervous system through these fears and limitations. So I really hope that you brought something with you from today's episode. Make sure that you follow or subscribe in order to stay tuned to new episodes. And you can find all my social handles and ways to work with me through the caption below. So I wish you all, wherever you are in the world, a beautiful weekend to come, a beautiful day wherever you are, and don't forget to be kind towards yourselves, kind towards everyone you meet, because you have no idea what people are going through, and you deserve kindness. People around you deserve kindness, and this world gets so much more enjoyable to live in if we can be kinder towards ourselves and others in extension. I love you so, so much. Take care.